This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It is always good to see the counselor from the best elder law firm anywhere in your Pratt Pack's opinion, Zachariah Brown, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. The number that will get you in touch with all of them, 724-942-6200. Now, this is the deal. Today is going to be Ask This Guy, the attorney. You get the legal advice by simply calling 866-391-1020. And if you're at that stage, you're either the person that wants to do it for yourself, family member, or you're that caregiver. It's power of attorneys, it's wills, it's estate planning, gifting money, that five-year look back, all the things that you need to know. It's a call. That's it. And you get those things answered in real time. It's 866-391-1020. And don't forget Zach Brown, of course, law. ZachBrownLaw.com is where you can find out more about what they do as well. Anyway, he's here. Lots of stuff going on. And your lovely bride is doing something unique today. And I want to give her a little bit of credit.
So yeah, my wife, Gail, she's down at the Red Door down on the Boulevard of the Allies. And they are feeding the homeless down there. So
nice.
She's a real saint. Why she married me, I'm not sure.
Well, that's because you're a good man.
Yeah.
So as you go through life now, being a grandfather, does it make you look at anything you do any differently now? For a guy who's walked the walk and done it all, Carl, when it comes to elder law.
Yeah, you know, I think so. I'm gone to that. I'm 64, just turned 64 a couple weeks ago. And I've gone to that phase in life where what's more important to me is to help other people and to mentor the younger attorneys working for us. And I love doing that. Teaching them about not just the law and how to be a lawyer, but how to do it in the right way to do. Basically, he said, you know so much, you have so much information in your head for estate planning or elder law. Just be an empath. Put yourself in the shoes of your client and do for them what you would do for yourself with the knowledge that you have. So I think I've become more of a mentor in my older days here than perhaps I used to be. I used to be more concerned about myself and my family. Now I'm more concerned about other people.
Well, it's funny that would come out of my mouth. I just got a text message from Jody Zima, who's the CEO of Coons Market. Her father passed away a year ago this month, and he really was like a dad to me. And I kind of get mellow and melancholy thinking about him. I think about him every day, and I see a lot of the similarities in his daughter that I saw in him. This guy was so plugged in. He had elder law stuff handled before I even knew what you did. And every time we would be doing the show, I'd go, oh, Joe did that. So the numbers 529 pop up, you know, little things. But I've never met a man, and I'll go publicly in saying this, that not only cared about his children, but his grandchildren. And he knew he was in a position through hard work and blessed, big man who believed in his, you know, faith, Catholicism, and he believed about paying it forward. And he would always say, once the kids and the grandkids have certain things that they need, like an education, this or that or whatever, you've done your job. And that's
right.
What you do for people every single day at Zachariah Brown.
You know, Rob, a couple months ago, I was down in our office in Naples, and I was giving a presentation to some very wealthy people. And I told them, and I was testing it, to tell you the truth. I was testing this theory to see how people responded to it, because it's something I really believe in. And I said, our vision is not going to be so much on taxes. Now, there's a handful of ways you can just save taxes. Let's talk about what's really important. Let's talk about when you're gone, how's this money going to affect your family? You have a son or daughter who's got a spouse, and yeah, maybe they don't get along too well. Or do you have a son who's going to just take this money and just quit his job? Do you have any children who have alcohol or drug problems?
Good point.
How's it going to? So let's talk about how this is really going to affect your family, because, you know, some of these people down there, you're talking about $10 million plus. And so you got two kids, and they, you know, their kids are each going to walk into $5 million. How's that going to affect them? Is it right to drop $5 million on their laps?
What do you feel about, you know, Warren Buffett's done it and others have done it, although a couple of billion is not as though he's saying, I'm going to forget about you, but they're not giving everything to them. Other celebrities have said, I'm not going to, you know, everything I've worked for, I'm not going to just give it to you. You're not entitled to it. You got to go out and work. I'll give you a little. When people have said to you, my gut feeling tells me I want to help them, but I don't want to give them everything.
Yeah. Well, Warren Buffett's my idol. You know that.
I know that. Me too. So why is that? I mean, what's the thought process behind that? And can you see why some people want to do that?
Yeah, what Warren Buffett has done, he's got a handful, four to six family charities that he established. And instead of giving all this money to his children, he put them in charge of each one of these charities.
Ah.
He gave them a job where they can make a lot of, it's not a freebie. They get paid for running these charities. Yeah, they've got a job where they're giving away money.
You know, Joe used to always say, and here we are talking about him again. It's amazing how my mind just always thinks about him. But he'd say, look, you got to have a place to get up and go. You got to have a place to work.
Yeah.
Work is a good thing. And I love to work, maybe a little too much, but I can't imagine my life not doing something. So when people say to you, I'm retired, I'm giving this money, do you say, hey, remain active, do certain things? And I also think about these intimate conversations that you and Christine and Colleen and Ben and, you know, the whole crew talk on a regular basis with these incredible clients of yours. They basically tell you their entire life story. So you've basically heard every story more than one time. It must make you really appreciate what you do for people and that trust that they have in you.
You know, I just in recent days, I've had two different people. One's a retired lawyer and one's a retired CPA. And they were trying to figure out what they want to do next in their life, because I just can't sit home and do nothing. I can't just garden. I have to do something that makes me feel worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
So they're becoming guardians.
Well, what does that mean?
And so a guardian, I want to talk about this for a minute. Did you hear about the man, the Good Samaritan that was shot in?
Yes, Penn Hills.
He was from Penn Hills.
But
it was Brighton Heights. He was my neighbor. I lived over at Elizabeth Township. He was four houses up. His daughter's Yasmin. He's got Melissa and Nicole. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the boys.
Well, you know.
I know him personally. He's a saint.
I did a post on this on my Facebook, because his physician is a good friend of mine, and they started a GoFundMe page for him.
Yeah.
He literally thought the man was homeless. Walked up to try to help him, and the man had an automatic weapon and opened fire.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
I knew Paul very well. He is a saint. He's exactly how they made him. Always has been. He'd do anything for anybody. He's retired from PNC, I believe.
Right.
But the reason I mention that is because down in Florida, we're doing a lot of guardianships, and I'm working with this nursing home in St. Petersburg, and they take in homeless people. That's who goes there. The people that can't go anywhere else, they have two choices in Florida when they're that bad. The state hospital in Tallahassee, which is really the worst. And then this is the only private psych hospital in the state of Florida. They're in St. Petersburg. And after seeing what happened to Paul, it just hit me how important the work we're doing down there, and we're doing guardianships is what we're doing. These homeless people that are there,
right?
The nursing home is hiring us because they have no family. Their families disown them, or they don't have anybody. So we're getting them guardians. We're getting them in the system. We're getting guardians. We're getting them onto Medicaid so they have medical insurance, and the nursing home gets paid, and everything is set up for these people. And it just dawned on me after seeing what happened to Paul, what a great facility that is.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing God's work. And a lot of people take the opinion, oh, that's a bad nursing home. Oh, that's a horrible place. Well, it's thank God they're there.
Right.
I don't know if we have any place like that here in Pennsylvania.
Well, here's what I've always admired about you, and you actually have another company that can help people, you know, find the place for their family member. You know, you have one that does something that's below board, and it becomes big news. And then the broad brush comes out. But what people don't realize, there are 99.75% of these facilities, assisted living, nursing home, senior citizen centers, whatever you want to call them, that are doing incredible work every day.
They are. They absolutely are. And I think people say, oh, that's a bad nursing home. That's a horrible place. You know, sometimes they could be a lot better if they would just get paid by Medicaid. I mean, I know I hear about my personal opinion on the take of Medicaid is they say they don't pay enough. You know, sometimes they don't pay at all, and that's a problem that we have here in Pittsburgh, and I might get in trouble for saying this, but I'm going to say it. You know, the county assistance office here in Allegheny County, sometimes we have cases that have taken 2 years to get approved. 2 years.
Frustrating.
And this nursing, 2 years for a nursing, that's like $100,000 for one person. They're trying to run this place with this expensive nurses and help that they need, and they're not being able to get the money. And it's, I'm sorry, it's not well run. That's my opinion, but it's not well run. The county assistance office isn't.
All right.
That's going to be fixed.
So let's kind of throw this out there, too. You know, you're dealing with some of these issues when it comes to that assisted living place, or your mom or dad or somebody that you're trying to make that transition, Medicaid maybe on your mind today. Call us. Anything that has to do with elder law, we'd love to hear it. One last thing about Joe. We had a mass commemorating his life, Little Sisters of the Poor, Benton Avenue, last week.
Yeah, nice place.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that place. And I've already told Melissa Shapiro and everyone over there that, you know what, that's where I'm going to go, north side, when the time comes. That may be one of the best-kept secrets in this region.
Yeah, well, it's hard to get in there.
If you don't know about it, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it is.
It is. All right, and that chapel there?
Yeah.
It's really, really special. All right, 866-391-1020. Time to give us a call and get that free legal advice. It's all about elder law, wills, power of attorney, estate planning, Medicaid, Medicare, nursing homes, all of it. We'll do it now with Carl Zachariah of the law firm Zachariah Brown on KDKA. All right, back with Carl Zachariah. Look, I know you got a little frustrated there, but you care about your clients. You care about people. And even when that system that you admire and appreciate and have made a living at, when it's slow as molasses, with all due respect, you got to speak up, right?
You do. And they have to sit on this side of the table. Every one of those caseworkers should be made to sit on the steps. Okay, now this is your mother and your family, and that you're going through the stress of having this application going on for 6 months, and you've got a bill from the nursing home for $75,000. Because Medicaid hasn't paid yet, so it's the bill continues to run.
And people are like now shaking in their boots.
Oh my God, it's
$75,000 and they've got $50,000 in the bank. I mean,
they don't even have that.
That's right. They wouldn't be qualifying for Medicaid if they
didn't. Yeah. But anyway, so
it's got to get
done. I said what I said, and I feel that about it. I do want to add something too. I want to mention this today about why I think our law firm provides the best estate plans. In at least Western Pennsylvania, maybe in the States. I had an episode yesterday. A woman called me. I'd done her parents' wills, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Right.
And her mother was in a nursing home. She was already on Medicaid. And her father died a couple years ago. And she said he's coming into some money from a lawsuit. I'm not going to say what or where, but he's coming into some money from a lawsuit. Good amount of money. And she said, Carl, what's going to happen with that money? I mean, my father's heir is his wife. That's what it says. Because that's what we did. We all do that.
Right, right.
My first beneficiary is my spouse.
Right.
So they're going to make this money payable to my dad's estate, and now it's going to go to my mother, who's on Medicaid. And I said, yeah, we could do things with that.
Oh.
But yeah, so what's to happen with that? I said, well, I pulled up the will, and I looked at it. Yeah. I said, you know... And I was being a smart aleck, and I said, You just happen to have the best law firm in the country do this for you. She laughs because she knows me.
Right.
She says, what do you mean? I said, look at paragraph 9. Paragraph 9 says if my spouse is in a nursing home or receiving public benefits, my spouse only gets 1/3 of my estate. And even then, it goes into a supplemental needs trust, so it will not affect her Medicaid benefits at all.
Now, Carl.
I do that in every will I do for married couples. And there's been about 4 or 5. That doesn't come into play all the time. Well, but it did this time.
But where did that come from as a young attorney? You're like, maybe I better put this paragraph.
I've been putting that in for 20 years now.
What a great, that alone is worth doing business with you.
I tell everybody out there, look at your wills. And unless I did it or somebody in my firm did it, you're not going to see that provision in there.
That's a game changer.
It is. It is. And it doesn't work out all the time. Sometimes you have to be proactive. In this case, it worked out perfectly. But if he had had like a joint account and he dies and she's in a nursing home, well, the joint owner usually gets the entire asset. So now that's a problem. Or they have beneficiary designations on life insurance. They don't go through your will. But in this case, it worked out perfectly. And sometimes, you know, if it happens, and I do have a situation where there's a husband and wife, and one of them goes into a nursing home, and the other one's at home, we can change the beneficiaries on the IRAs, and we can change the deed to the house to make sure that as much as possible the assets go through the will, or at least do not go to that poor person who's in the nursing home to cause them to lose it all. And I got to tell you, Rob, I really love what we do because we're not helping in our elder law practice, we're not helping the rich hold their wealth, pay less in taxes. We're helping the more moderate middle-class people.
Working class.
The working class people save their assets so they can pass something on to their family so that the poor don't remain poor, that they have the ability to really give something to their family.
Well, that's why, you know, I've often said, too, you have to remind your children along the way, and even if your grandchildren, if you're old enough, remember where this came from, and your job now is that I've given you a little comfort, is to make the next generation of our family as comfortable, if maybe not just a little bit more comfortable. But you also have to live your life, and as long as this stuff is done and you follow that plan, just as you would a financial planner, you can enjoy that post-work life too. And having in the back of your mind that this is taken care of, that is one less thing you got to worry about.
Yeah.
It's trying.
It is.
So I was thinking about you yesterday. I saw a billboard for pre-need back in the Valley. What do you feel about pre-need when it comes to funeral arrangements?
Oh, that's the first thing we do. I got a new client yesterday. Mom's in a nursing home, and we got to apply for Medicaid, and Dad's at home. It might be the other way around, but it doesn't really matter. And they had some spend down. They had, you know, maybe like $100,000, $150,000 between the two of them and their countable assets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the spend down was about $50,000. And so what we did is I said, well, let's get a pre-need funeral for both of you. And in Allegheny County, we're allowed to do about $20,000 a piece on those. Now, it's not just for the funeral. It's for the funeral. It's for the wake. It's for, or repassage.
Opening the grave, the vault.
Open the grave and the florist or whatever else. And usually $20,000 is a good amount. And we'll handle that, and there'll be some left over. So that's the first thing we do with that money. Get that taken care of.
And the great thing about it, too, is you can lock into a rate. You know, because prices go up everywhere. But if you do it now, more times than not, if you live another handful of years, you're going to save a little bit of money for the family and the estate. You know what Ben did the last time he was here, which I found fascinating? And maybe I'll get your thoughts on it after the break. But the phones are open. So if you have any questions about what we're talking about, anything that has to do with elder law, you get that free legal advice. This is a great opportunity every other Saturday, 866-39.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
1-10-20, ZachBrownLaw.com. Their number is 724-942-6200. I got about a minute before the break, but he kind of took me through the timeline of what you do preparing an estate plan.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really unique moving parts, but you guys at this law firm have it down to a science.
No, we've done it for a long time. You know, and here's one of the things. We get a lot of people that call up and say, I want a trust, or I want a will. I said, well, let's come in and talk about you. There might be other options that you haven't heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
Life estate deeds. People never really heard about life estate deeds before. Play a big part. It's not about just, I want this dog. I want an estate plan. Let's talk. I've had people, they go to a seminar and they hear about you need a trust to avoid probate. Well, a lot of these people have said, your estate plan is already set up. You don't even have probate. Why do you want to spend $3,000 on a trust?
Right.
You know, you rent, you have an IRA, you have joint bank accounts. There's nothing probate there. And by the way, probate can be a very, very good thing. Look at your family dynamics. If you have a trust, it's a lot easier for the trustee to cheat because there's no oversight by the courts. There's nothing that goes through the courts.
All right, whatever you did, you just hit someone's nerve because the phones are ringing off the hook. We're going to get to some calls on the other side of the break. Mr. Balerado, 2 minutes away with that news update. 866-391-1020, spending the noon hour with Carl Zachariah from the law firm of Zachariah Brown. All right, things usually start to steamroll in the third segment after an opening commentary and just some Q&A with me and Carl. So if you have any questions about elder law, now is the time. 866-391-1020. Here's Lynn somewhere in Pittsburgh joining us today on KDK. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. My name's Lynn Gliffin. I used to work. I know Carl.
Hi, Lynn. I know you. Yeah.
I was the regional manager at the Bureau of Hearings and Appeals, and my husband and I worked in the Department of Human Services, as it's now called, for approximately 30 years. And while I certainly do agree with Carl that some applications take a long time to get processed, there are many reasons for that that have nothing to do with the quality of the workers or the caseworkers at the county assistance office or their supervisors. As Carl well knows, based on all his years working with them, there are some excellent people that you can make one call to and get things sped along. The problem is, and has been, that the government doesn't want to put sufficient funding into, and I mean the state government, the federal government, into the department so that they can hire enough people to do the job. You can't expect, and now they are hiring high school graduates because they can't get anyone to work as a caseworker any longer. And you expect them to understand the complexities of elder law and be trained now in 6 months by people that aren't even qualified to take the application and train. And yet everyone wants to complain of how long it's taking. Well, they tried privatizing it. They've tried many, many things. It's not the fault of the people that are running the county assistance office or the state programs. We handled a caseload in my office that served from Erie down to Philadelphia of so many cases with 12 workers that I would go in on the weekends and do the clerical work because I had one clerical worker. We were working with a computer system that hasn't been updated in 30 years and is still not updated. So the idea that it's somehow the fault of the caseworkers is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard.
Well, just know that you're very respected, and I'm so glad you called.
Because people
need to understand things have to be fixed, and there's a lot of added pressure being put on these workers, and it has a lot to do with what's happening as far as this stuff stalling out. So, hey, congratulations on an incredible body of work, and thank you for filling us in.
Yeah, Lynn, I do want to thank you for calling in, too, because as a lawyer, I know that there's always two sides to every argument, and you made a great one for the CAO, and I appreciate it. Thanks talking to you. Thanks for calling.
Well, one thing I also wanted to say is I actually am in the system now with my own mother, and when I needed help, I called your firm, and I'm working with Colleen. It is so stressful, even though I have worked in it for 30 years. It is more complex than I ever knew. And I didn't make, knowing what I know, didn't make all the right moves for my mother. But she has walked me through it, and in a time that was very stressful for me, helped me. So I couldn't recommend your law firm more to anyone.
Well, that means a lot. Thank you. That means a real lot.
If anyone needs guided through, whenever I had anyone, my neighbors, anyone, I referred them to you. So I know there are two sides to every story, but I do believe you're a wonderful advocate and you do great work.
Thank you, Lynn. Happy Labor Day.
Thanks, Lynn. Good stuff. 866-391-1020. Let's go to the Mon Valley and say hello to Carol. She's on the air with Zachariah Brown and Carl Zachariah. Go ahead, Carol.
Thank you for taking this call. I hope you can understand me. I am old, and I didn't realize I was old. I still think I'm like 40 or 30, and I still could move around until the last couple of years and when I had some terrible things done to me by banks and other things that kind of like tried to, I don't know. Anyhow, the bottom line is I just realized that I've got to do something with all these things that I have, you know, places that I have. I have nothing down. I have no relatives. I mean, you want me to adopt you or what? I need somebody to send this stuff to, so...
Well, if you want to come in and talk to us, that's some of the things we talk about.
I have no idea. I've been listening to you guys for like the last couple of years, and I've been saying, I'm going to call them. In fact, I've even told people to come to you because I was so impressed with your shows. Thank you, KDKA, and you for having such wonderful people. I enjoy you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Boy, I'm having a great afternoon.
My pastor and his wife, and I've sent so many people. I hope that they weren't unhappy.
Well, here's the thing. And this is why I really appreciate Carol, because, you know, I'm going to be 68 in January, and you've done so much for me. Power of Attorney Wills. Well, but I know, but let me finish my point, and that is you still think, and when you react and act, that you are in your 40s, and something happens between say 45 and 65 and then to 75, it just really sneaks up on you. So it's hard to even think about this stuff, but the sooner you think about it and get it taken care of, and what a perfect person to call in, reminding everyone time stands still for no one, so you got to get your act together.
Yeah,
good stuff.
I read a somewhere where they said, inside every old body is a young person yelling, What happened?
Listen, when you see yourself, thank you for that call, Carol, but when you see yourself in a video or a picture, you see your father or your mother, and you're like, is that me?
More and more every day.
Is that me?
Who's that old guy in that mirror over there?
Yeah, even how, your gait, how you walk, you know, everything. I don't know. And you know what else I noticed? My earlobes are getting bigger. You know, that's another thing. All right, let's go to Phyllis in Monroeville on the air with attorney Carl Zachariah. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm calling for a relative of mine. He has an IRA, senior citizen. It is in his name only. He is not able to write right now. He broke his arm and hand and would like to have the money, a certain amount of money, sent to his wife to pay bills, etc. How does he go about that?
Well, you know, if he has a good financial advisor, and I hope he does, mm-hmm. I would contact the financial advisor and just ask him, say, what do you need from me to make this happen? And okay. I hope that if he has a power of attorney, that's one of the reasons why it's so important to have a power of attorney. If anything does need to be signed, the person who's the agent under the power of attorney can do it all. You just give a copy of the power of attorney to the IRA company, and they can take care of that. If he does not have a power of attorney, he can still do one maybe with making an X or something. And there are ways of getting powers of attorney signed, so to speak, by people that can't actually sign them. You can have somebody else sign for you at your request, and the notary block will say that it was signed by such and such on the request of the principal, who's the person who's giving the power of attorney, etc. So there are ways of doing that. But hopefully he has a power of attorney, and that's why we talk about it's the most important document in an estate plan, the power of attorney.
Okay, so then he would have to go in person to handle this.
Well, perhaps I would just contact the financial advisor and ask them, what do you need from me? I mean, a lot of financial advisors, they know their clients and they say, how much do you need? And we'll send the check out. And I'll send it out to a joint account with him and his wife, or they'll do a money transfer through ACH or a wire transfer, however you want to call it. Yeah. So a good financial advisor is worth their weight in gold. A lot of people just try to do it all on their own, and that's fine. But when you need to get something done like this and you can't do it yourself, it's good to have that financial advisor.
For sure.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else wants to get in here? We got one more segment to go. It's been a very brisk third segment, but one more to go. We've got some available phone lines talking about all the stuff that they do when it comes to elder law at Zachariah Brown. Our number is 866-391-1020. We're going to go to Shadyside and talk to Ron in just a couple of moments on KDKA. All right, so if you have a question about elder law, now would be the time to call because the hour is almost up and it's been a very busy hour. So 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Here's Ron in Shadyside. Ron, you're on KDKA.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, fine. What's the advantage of having a trust?
Well, that's a good question. People get trusts because they avoid probate. But then the question is, do you need to avoid probate? What's wrong with probate? Probate's a court proceeding that's there for a reason. I tell you what, there are a lot of trusts. A trust is like saying car, or vehicle. There's all different types and sorts and created for various purposes. A lot of people will they'll have a disabled child or a disabled heir who's on Medicaid or SSI or something. There are restrictions to how much money that person's allowed to have. They can't have more than $2,000. They can have a home, a car, and no more than $2,000. Well, if they inherit a lot of money from you, their life's going to be thrown into a tailspin because they'll lose their income, their SSI income. They'll lose their medical insurance. So we set up a trust for them. So when I die, the share for that disabled person goes into a special needs trust for them, with a trustee to buy things for them as they need and to give them money as they need, but never to give it to them directly so it kicks them off of Medicaid or has them lose their benefits. That's one sort of a trust. Other people, go ahead.
But if it's just a normal thing, guy has an average, estate, maybe a couple hundred grand, maybe, in that neighborhood, half a million. And instead of waiting a year or two for probate and costing money, is the trust worthwhile?
Well, first of all, the year or two for probate, That's not the case. That's not the case. I don't know who started saying that. If you have an estate, you die and you have an estate that's there's no real estate to sell because that can take time for it to go on. If you have you had like a couple of bank accounts, an investment account, and no debts, you didn't owe anybody any money, and we were certainly you didn't. I could close your estate up inside of 60 days. Probably less, actually. Frankly, I could probably almost do it in a week.
What would you charge for that?
Oh, who knows? Okay. I honestly, there's no right answer for that. Easier estates with fewer number of heirs cost less than larger estates with a number of heirs who are fighting. That costs a lot more.
Right.
It depends on, we kind of estimate how much time is going to be involved and what are the efforts going to be involved, and are we going to get flack from anybody? And if not us, but our client. And so that adds to the cost. So we do a good estimate. I mean, there's a range. And usually, if you look at percentages, it's somewhere between 1% and 5% of the estate value. So if you've got a $500,000 estate, that might be somewhere between $5,000 and $25,000 in legal fees. But you're still paying inheritance taxes.
Yeah, I understand.
And the cost of the estate might be less under $1,000.
Up to 100, right? I think you heard a good one before. It said that where there's a will, there's a fight.
Well,
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Listen, it goes smooth more times than not.
More often. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And I think people, because they hear something or experience something once, that's not the big picture.
Yeah. The problem with our job or what we do is that we do get in the middle of these family fights, and they'll say, I took care of Dad. I did everything for him. He never came around. He lived out there in Chicago, and he never came around, and I did everything. And I've seen that, and like we were talking about with Lynn, there's always two sides to a story. It says, oh, that sounds, boy, he just didn't care at all. He just let you do everything. And then we dig into it a little bit further. We've had he paid Dad. You did take care of Dad. No, he paid off your student loans. That was like $50,000. Your brother didn't get any of that. There's always something more to it, you know. So we get involved in those sorts of things, but in the end, it's not worth fighting over.
Let's take a look at the crystal ball, because you've got some incredible young attorneys, and I was telling you during the break, and Justin and James and Ben. I mean, just really unique individuals, and you being a managing partner along with Colleen and Christine. Zachariah Brown is going to be around doing what they do for a long time. Technology, all the things that are out there. Where do you see your type of law 10, 20 years from now? Same brick and mortar type of thing? Or what are some of the nuances that you're noticing?
Well, I think everything's going to be moving more towards technology. But with people my generation and older, well, they're not really into doing Zoom or that sort of thing. My vision 5 years from now in Florida is mainly Florida, to have about 3 or 4 more locations, like St. Petersburg, Clearwater, a larger presence in the Sarasota area. That's what I see us doing.
Well, and here's what's happening. We have an aging population. I mean, we're the second oldest community next to Dade County, Florida. So we've got people aging every day. And a lot of people who have come to know you because of their parents and grandparents, because you've been kicking the tires for a few years, yeah, have now grown, and maybe those parents and grandparents are living in Florida, or they follow them to Florida. So Florida, in a way, from what I hear from people, and if it's either Florida, it's either Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, that's where all the people that I've really associated with my life or family members are ending up. So there's a huge population from the tri-state down in Florida.
Yeah, you know what? And Medicaid down in Florida? Wow. We're starting to do a lot of those. And like, yeah, Medicaid here, you can have $2,400, $8,000 in your home. Florida, you can have $2,000 only, not $2,400 or $8,000. You have $2,000. But if you have an IRA, you just got to take your monthly distributions, your required minimum distributions, pay that to the nursing home, and keep the rest of your IRA. When you die, pass it on to your family.
People love Florida. Say there's a lot of perks. I mean, summertime it gets a little warm, but other than that, people just love being in Florida.
I like it a lot. I mean, I'm not leaving Pittsburgh no time soon, for sure. But I go down there a lot, and I enjoy it.
So what's a typical, like, Sunday fun day in Florida? What do you do different in Florida on a Sunday that you don't do in Western Pennsylvania. I know you in technology, you're perusing the internet, you're putting gizmos and gadgets together, but what do you do?
You know, we were there a couple weeks ago, and Sunday, we go to church, of course.
Right, sure.
And then we'll go to lunch somewhere. We went to a place called Ocean 234 in Deerfield Beach, my wife and I. And it's this restaurant. It's right on the beach, right on the ocean. There's a pier there, and there's all these people on the beach, and they're playing volleyball everywhere, and we're kind of having lunch and people watching. Yeah, sometimes we'll go down to Sawgrass Mills and go shopping over there, or if we're in Naples, we'll do something over in Naples.
See, I do the same thing, but there's not volleyball, but there is a beach. It's called the Ohio River.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I get the same thrill. Listen, it's always a pleasure. You're so noble at what you do, and you're honest to no fault but to the heart, and I think that's why so many people love what you all do.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Appreciate all right,
that.
Keep up the great work. Great show today, lots of good insight, and remember, they're in McKeesport, McMurray, along with Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. This number will get you in touch with a law firm at all of those offices, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200, ZachBrownLaw.com. All right, get ready. Beth Andrews, Net Worth Financial Advisors, coming up after David Valerato checks the news. We'll get a little downtime, and then we'll crank it up in less than 24 hours, bright and early tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. And don't forget my colleagues throughout the day. Everything that you need right here on KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. It's your Pratt Pack. Have a wonderful holiday weekend. Be safe out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.